Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. This is very likely the last short I am going to do this week. I am traveling early in the morning. I'm not going to have a chance. I am making preparations tonight when I get home from work. So this will probably, do it for the shorts this week. I've already got the podcast recorded for this weekend. It's a good one. We've got a special guest, an amazing conversation. Please join in for that podcast when it drops sometime this weekend, possibly Sunday. Let's go straight to the short. This is from the Christian Post. I offer this with a little bit of sadness, not just Schadenfreude. Yeah, there's a little bit of that too. Max Lucado reveals he relied on alcohol to cope with the pressures of life, confessed hypocrisy to elders. Okay, so when we skeptics call Max Lucado a hypocrite, we're not calling him a hypocrite. He's calling himself a hypocrite. So we are perfectly within our rights to do it. Max Lucado, he's one of the most popular preachers and writers of our day, Christian preachers and writers. Very important, even when I was a Christian. So you've probably heard of Max Lucado, and if you haven't, you've probably heard of at least some of his work. And so I don't like to see people like that succumb to addiction. I don't like to see anyone succumb to addiction. I don't wish that on Christian leaders. I don't wish that on my worst enemies. I don't wish that on anybody. It's a terrible thing. But it is particularly in Congress when a Christian is caught up in this, and not just a Christian, but a Christian at the level of Max Lucado. So a little bit from the article. I don't have a lot of time this morning. In his latest book, God Never Gives Up on You, Lucado, the leader of his Oak Hill Church in San Antonio, Texas, revealed he would travel to the other side of town and purchase beer secretly as the pressures of his ministry grew. I will try to remember to link the article so that you can go back and read the full article here. But the story is simply that Lucado is an alcoholic, and he turned to alcohol for any number of reasons. He received a bad medical diagnosis. He was under a lot of pressure as a writer, as a pulpit preacher. You know, the church, a lot of pressure. One would think that in the kingdom of God, you wouldn't, that would be a place where pressure is relieved. You're surrounded by people filled with the Spirit. You are filled with the Spirit, maybe even a double dose of the Spirit because of your position. And yet, what you should know is that the men and women that you see on YouTube, lectures, debates, proclaiming Jesus in their life, proclaiming the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives, have no more protection or safeguards from the vicissitudes of life than you do. They are, in fact, under a lot of pressure, under a lot of stress. And do they rely on God? Do they rely on the Spirit? Are they really feeling a genuine power of the Spirit in their life? The answer is no, they are not. And they are coping with this stuff the same way you do. They are relying on the same means to make it through their day as you do. And that's not just a matter of a momentary sin. That puts the lie to the idea that God is working in their lives at all, that they ever felt some power or peace or protection from the Holy Spirit. They never did. They do not now. They will not in the future. They are lying. They don't feel it. They're selling that bag of manure and fertilizing their 10,000 square foot lawns with it, with your contributions for buying it. But the fact of the matter is, when they feel stress from the types of things that you feel stress, they turn to the types of things that you turn to because they don't have any kind of spiritual, supernatural covering, internal witness of the Holy Spirit, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, sensus divinitatis. They don't have any of that shit. You're just trying to make it through this world like everyone else. You know, I've got a few vicissitudes in my life. What am I capable of? I don't know. But I've never turned to drugs and alcohol to fix it. I have family that has. Close family. Yeah, I come from it. They say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And there are lots of things in life that might get me, that Christians might consider temptations. But it ain't drugs and alcohol. Those are things that I just don't find appealing at all. There's no peace there. The effects of them are not appealing to me. So I guess maybe I'm just lucky there. I'm not a better person. I'm simply saying that without the protection of the Holy Spirit, I deal with this stuff better than they do. Holy Spirit isn't doing shit. And don't believe them when they try to sell that to you. And for the record, Max Lucado, I hope you get better. But the disturbing thing about this article, you know, he's bought a tall boy, you know, snuck it out. He's in a parking lot and he's struggling with that beer and his God, and God wins out and he confesses his sins to the elders, his hypocrisy, as he says, to the elders. And the elders do what good elders do, according to this article. They fired it. No, they didn't. They covered him with prayer. Yeah, they covered him with prayer. And you know what he did? He went right back to work. This article never mentions rehab, medication, some time off and counseling. Never mentions that at all. So I can't say for sure that that didn't happen, but that's not a part of his story. No, it's just, oh, you know, my elders covered me with prayer and we're good again. First comment in the comment section here was a Christian, as far as I know, who had some of the same sentiments as I do, and said, I'm really disturbed by this trend of sin, confession, and go right back to work, because the Bible has higher standards for Christian leaders. Nah, no one really believes that, especially the Christian leaders who are secret alcoholics. All right, that's good. That's enough for today. Just don't fall for it. And folks, if you are struggling with addiction, alcohol, drugs, any addiction, seek help. There is help available. It's not some magical help in the form of the Holy Spirit. You might have to take some time off of work. You might have to go and sequester yourself into some type of clinic. There is help. Seek it and get better. And if you fall, go back, seek it, get better, do it again, and keep doing it again, and stop with this, oh, I took it to the elders and they covered me with prayer nonsense. Because what anyone who's ever suffered with alcoholism knows is that without some type of actual treatment, Max Licato is still an alcoholic. What's different today than before? How many times has this man been covered with prayer by his church elders? How many thousands, perhaps millions of people have been praying for Max Licato over the years that he stand firm against the wiles of the devil? He fell before, and we don't know how long this has been going on. What's different now? He hasn't done anything different now than he has before. I'm saying, folks, if you're suffering with something like this, do something different. You know, actual medical treatment. There is help. And that's enough for today. Until next time, I'm out.